Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council moves towards repealing controversial hate crime ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. An ordinance passed 2 years ago by the Gillette City Council is once again sparking debate. On Tuesday night, council members voted 4-3 to direct city staff to draft a repeal of the city's malicious harms ordinance, often referred to as Gillette's hate crime ordinance. The ordinance makes it a misdemeanor to commit or threaten violence, property damage, or intimidation against someone based on traits like race, religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Since its passage in 2023, the ordinance has never been used. Supporters of the repeal say the law duplicates existing state statutes and is unnecessary. Councilman Jack Cleary introduced the motion, joined by Mayor Shay Lundvall and Councilman Chris Smith and Tim Karsrud in approving it.
Yes. I'd like to move to amend the agenda by adding an action item entitled Council Consideration of a Motion Directing City Staff to Place an Ordinance Repealing the City's Malicious Harm Crime Section 1442 of the Gillette City Code on the City Council's next regular meeting.
Opponents, including council members Heidi Gross, Nathan McLeland, and Jim West, argued the ordinance sends an important message of inclusion and protection. Gross warned that repealing it would make Gillette seem less welcoming to young people and newcomers.
What kind of a message is this going to send throughout the state? This will be all over the media, and it'll have headlines like Gillette welcomes hate or something like that. And here we are trying to promote business in our city and our county, and that's the kind of message that we want to send out there.
The repeal measure will still need to go through three readings before becoming official, setting up what's expected to be another round of heated public debate at upcoming city council meetings. Dominic Bravo named new executive director of Wyoming Office of Tourism. Governor Mark Gordon has announced a major leadership change at the Wyoming Office of Tourism. After more than two decades at the helm, longtime director Diane Schober will retire, passing the torch to Dominic Bravo, who currently serves as president and CEO of Visit Cheyenne. Bravo brings a strong background in tourism and outdoor recreation. Before leading Visit Cheyenne, he served as administrator of the Wyoming State Parks and Outdoor Recreation Division, where his leadership helped boost visitation and revenue by roughly 25%. Bravo holds a master's degree in park and resource management and a bachelor's in natural resource management. Governor Gordon praised Bravo's appointment, calling tourism one of Wyoming's signature industries and expressing confidence that Bravo will continue the state's tradition of excellence and innovation in promoting Wyoming's wide open spaces and Western heritage. In a statement, Bravo said, "It's an incredible honor to take on the role," adding that Wyoming's tourism success has been built through years of vision, dedication, and true Wyoming grit. He said he looks forward to collaborating with state leaders, local organizations, and communities to share the spirit of the West that defines us all. Wyoming Tourism Board Chair Tony O'Brien welcomed Bravo, describing him as an experienced innovator with a deep understanding of Wyoming's destinations and culture. O'Brien also thanked Diane Schober for her decades of leadership. Governor Gordon echoed that praise, thanking Schober for her steady leadership and unwavering commitment to showcasing the beauty and hospitality that make Wyoming a world-class destination. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.